Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Joyous Saturday, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Love here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Q Speaks, and as always, I'm most grateful to be here talking to you. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful week. I know I was having a blast just saying, hey, I made it through the day, yes, it was very challenging, but we lost an icon, a legend, the Queen of Soul, Sister Aretha Franklin, this past Thursday. Tears shed, her music, you know, flowing through the air from speakers from neighbors' homes and cars passing by, workplace computers, people's mobile devices. You're seeing R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect, posted everywhere. Something that she definitely earned. I can only imagine the tunes of hers that are being played during the Woodward Dream Cruise today. So out of respect for Sister Ray, I just want to take a moment. I just want to pause in remembrance for her. Rest in heaven, Sister Ray is going to be here in the Motor City, the outskirts, Metro Detroit, doesn't matter, Detroit, I'm here, and I can just only imagine how beautiful the homegoing is going to be for her. So let's keep the momentum going because she was about her business. Last week's episode, it was not only informative, but it was a blast. Many thanks to Mitchell Levy for his appearance last week. This series, I have stated, has been is really important to me because it's something that I feel everyone tends to battle with on so many different levels, and it's either the lack of understanding that everything starts in your mind or the struggle of keeping that good thought in there reigning dominant, right? To not let the negative thoughts, the what ifs and the shoulda, coulda, wouldas take over. I do that. I have a extensive imagination. Sometimes insanely, just like it runs away. It's brilliance in there. I can do a lot of things, but it's important that you don't get scattered and then you lose focus. So that takes us into today's episode, which is focusing on your focus. It is so easy to get sidetracked by life events and so forth, right? Like, the loss of a loved one. Yes, there's a time to grieve. No one can give you a time to mourn and a time to grieve, but at the end of the day, life still goes on. So do we stop taking care of our children? Do we stop working, paying bills to keep a roof over our heads? There are just like certain things that go unspoken that we know we would have to continue doing no matter what we were going through, no matter what project that we're working on. So here it is. How important is what you have your hands on is that will determine how focused that you can be. So to jumpstart this, I said that we would be reading a letter. I had a ton of messages, so I filtered through a lot of them, and one that poked out was one that I struggled with for so long. I'm just going to read it really quickly, and then I'll get into responding to it. So it says, hey, Q, I feel like I'm letting people down when I say no. When people ask me to do something for them or I'm really not totally able, I feel so bad if I can't do it, and I usually say yes and drain myself and feel absolutely worn out and upset with myself for not saying no. Usually, I don't have the means nor the time, but I do it anyway. People always make it seem like it's easy to put yourself first, but it's not. You post about it as well. I'd just like to know how you feel in more detail. Okay, wow. So how do I feel about that? I feel like no is not an easy thing for a lot of people. It's not an easy thing for people who like to make everyone happy to say, and it's not an easy thing for people who are used to getting what they want to receive. At the end of the day, by it not being easy, I think first we have to accept that it's not going to be an overnight improvement, or, you know, it's something that you have to practice. It starts with assessing what the need is, right? If it is something that you are able to do, do it. If it's something that you cannot do, you have to release this unrealistic obligation that it's your job to fix other people's lives, to carry their burden. 9 times out of 10, it could be just being a listening ear, and then that listening ear turns into hours and hours, and then days, and then weeks, and there you are, depleted and off your square. That is when you definitely should be saying no. Remaining focused. Focus, focus, focus. So always saying yes means you're not focusing on you and the things that you need to do. I feel like, and we hear it all the time, just got to make sure that, you know, your no's, if you're saying yes to yourself by saying no to someone else, why are you apologizing for it? Why do you feel bad? Because if someone is to get upset about you just being honest and you're just unable to do, anyone that can blame you for their situations not being able to be solved, those aren't your people. You don't even want to be around those type of people. Consider it a gift. And cut your losses. You don't want anyone around you who makes you feel terrible about doing the best for you, knowing that if you could do for them, you would. Period. To simply just say, always keep yourself motivated by knowing the energy that I'm putting forth, the attention that I'm giving, whatever it is that I'm doing, the attention that I'm giving myself. I don't care if I'm saying no to you because I'm at home taking a bath with new bath bombs or something. It's for my betterment. It's for my self-care. It's for my best self. So if that is the case, if that's the case, never apologize for it. Never. Don't do it. You don't have to. So to get into... Our show is very short. Of course, it's 15 minutes. I wish it could go longer. I think we're going to revisit talking about the actual putting yourself first and that your best self being your goal, right? That's just what it should be. It starts with time management, and it starts with you remembering that you're human and you're not the fixer of everybody's life and everybody's situation. Period. That's just the way that it is. And as simple as it may seem in a post, I can tell you that it took me years to get there. I lost a lot of time not being focused and being scattered because I thought I was so brilliant, and oh, I can do this and I can do that, but not giving the one thing the attention that it needed and then being able to be consistent, therefore not getting anywhere. You'll look up and you'll be 25 years behind the mark, honey. Yes, that's what you want. That's not what you want. And you want to get yourself around people who are not just always busy, always going somewhere, always doing something, but not going anywhere. You get what I'm saying? Get around some people who are making their efforts count. They have peace and their life isn't in disarray. Those vibes are contagious. You want to be around people who are prosperous because you want to be prosperous. I don't care if they're just prosperous in finances, but I mean prosperous in peace. Because if you have money and no peace of mind, you're still losing. So you want to get that peace, and that peace starts with you. It starts with you saying yes to yourself, if that means saying no to someone else and not apologizing for it. Simple as that, you know. What I've been doing lately is keeping myself sometimes often too busy worrying about things I don't need to be worrying about, and then I had to get a self-check, just like today. Yesterday was a rough day for me. Every day isn't wonderful, and I may make those days, you know, a little bit turbulent. I can admit that. I'm human. But I'm also working to be my best self, and you have to remember that. There's never going to be every day just all sunshine. I have to remind myself that. And when you remind yourself of that, when you're in the middle of something, just don't let the lag time be so great, okay? The biggest thing is don't let those distractions and what could be, don't let them become excuses for you not doing what you should be doing, not putting forth your best so that you can have your best life. That's all. Let them become excuses. Be focused on being focused. And that's where you start. We're definitely going to continue this. We want to talk about more the bridges. We want to also talk about some things that we can do in our home or even at work that shows that we're putting forth effort to be our best self. Little, I'm not saying like, yes, I am saying that. Namaste. I'm talking about grabbing that Bible. I'm talking about doing whatever you have to do for your spirit, honey. I'm saying we have to make time for it, and I always feel my best when I do that, always. And then always find a reason not to continue doing it every day. So lack of consistency is why we struggle, period. Let's improve our consistency. We're going to go into strategizing. I'm going to pull in some wonderful notes from coaches and counselors I've been chatting with about just 5 to 10 things that we can do. You've probably seen them, you know, on posts here and there. You maybe screenshotted a quote or something. Yeah, you do that and you post it on your wall, but are you practicing that? It's almost like not practice what you preach, but we have to practice what we post. You need to be bookmarking this stuff. I do. I bookmark so I can go back to it and reference it. We have to improve consistency in our relationships. You know, we want people to be consistent with us. Oh, honey doesn't do this anymore. Honey doesn't do that. And then in your business life, you're not doing this anymore, and you're not focused like you should. I mean, that we got to give more of what we're seeking, right? And then it's almost like opening lines of communication with yourself and with the universe and with God. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm asking for peace so that I can focus. That's what's necessary. You know, get around some people that are wise, some people that can drop you a gem in 5 to 10 minutes and you don't have to give up 3 hours. So when you do get together with someone and it's that long, make sure it's a good time. Don't spend your time sulking. You better make sure when you get around some people and you're done having a conversation or kiki-king that you don't feel worse than what you did when you walked into that congregation or that moment of fellowship around a bonfire or whatever. Make sure you're feeling better than what you did when you walked in. Because if I come and we get together and by the time I'm done, I'm wearing a bob, if I messed up my lashes, I'm with the wrong people. And make sure that you're not the only one giving. Focus on being able to receive some goodness. Okay? Hashtag reciprocity. Get to know it. All right. So let me tone down a little bit. But, you know, I get a little fired up. But we're going to continue the series. Please, if you have not subscribed, I have sent out though all the new subscribers. You have received Mitchell Levy's information, so I hope you're enjoying that and getting some knowledge about strategizing or just even reaching out. If you have a business or how serious you are in investing in yourself, to even get a consultation, to just get out there and do the research, do the homework, to make yourself, to make your life, your business, your everything as best as it can be. All right, so it's Saturday for me. I am at home with my most favorite addition to my world, my baby, my 9 months old, and it's Saturday. So he'll be going to sleep at regular time, and I hope you guys are going to have a wonderful, wonderful, spectacular Saturday and keep that spirit up, that positivity, and know that every day comes with its own set of challenges. So don't bring yesterday into today. Leave it where it was. And get like me. I'm going to try and work it. We're not going to go to bed with any issues. That's the goal, okay? Go to sleep with peace. Let's do that. Besides, someone told me that. Or did I tell myself, it's Saturday, and Saturday is for what? Sushi, rosé, and some good old-fashioned music, some R&B, some jazz, whatever. So what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to close out in the background. Going to play Sister Ree really quickly for you guys. One of my favorite songs is actually her version of Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, as my associate producer, L. Alexander, is turning up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you. Have a great one. Until next week, it's your host, Q Speaks, and I will talk to you next week right here, same time. Life and love. Peace, love, and empowerment.